Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. We're analyzing the metrics for January 19th, 2026, and today's data set presents one of the most interesting divergences we've seen recently, particularly around network throughput and fee structure. Trinity, it was a day defined by high volume, high engagement, and frankly, a very clear anomaly.
It certainly was, Neo. Looking at the sheer figures, the network exploded in activity. We saw the total ZEC transferred jump from around 978,000 ZEC yesterday to over 1.59 million ZEC today. That's a volume surge of more than 62% in a 24-hour period, translating to over $600 million in transferred value. This is a massive inflow of capital movement, but I want to dive into what drove that volume, because the fee metrics are jarring.
They are more than jarring. They are a definitive indicator of highly concentrated anomalous activity. Let's look at the transaction fees. The median transaction fee remains stable and extremely low, sitting at $0.0377. This tells us that for 99% of regular users, Zcash utility remains cheap and efficient. However, the average transaction fee skyrocketed to over $1,641.03.
That is a massive leap from yesterday's average of roughly $400. That kind of deviation suggests a critical breakdown in the dataset's typical distribution. What transactions specifically pulled that average up so drastically?
The maximum transaction fee recorded today was over $1.63 million. This single data point is the primary driver of the fee distortion. This is not congestion. This is an extremely large targeted spend, likely an error, a purposeful burning event, or a highly unusual settlement involving a large custodian. When we see a median fee in cents and a maximum fee in millions, we know we are dealing with a single unique event that must be isolated when assessing overall network health.
And that anomalous fee activity aligns perfectly with the significant increase in large-scale transfers. We need to look at the whale category. Yesterday, we tracked 636 whale-sized transactions. Today, that count jumped sharply to 831, an increase of over 30% in high-value transfers. This suggests multiple institutions or high-net-worth entities were highly active on the chain, executing significant movements alongside that fee anomaly.
Exactly. The network was used heavily for large-scale movement today. We also saw a significant increase in overall network engagement, with unique active addresses rising almost 20% to 5,425. So utility is up, but it is heavily skewed toward large participants. Now, let's pivot that analysis into the privacy layer.
Privacy metrics are always critical, especially when institutional money is flowing. Did the increase in whale activity correlate with increased shielding?
It provided a mixed signal, which is fascinating. The overall net privacy flow remained positive and actually increased slightly, moving from 318 ZEC yesterday to 346 ZEC today. This means more ZEC is still moving into the protected sapling or orchard pools than is leaving them. That's a healthy, positive trend.
So the total capital protected is growing, but were the smaller users contributing less?
Yes. We observed a minor decrease in the volume of dedicated shielded transactions. We registered 231 shielded transactions today, down from 246 yesterday. Furthermore, the overall proportion of shielded transactions relative to the total transaction count dipped from 4.1% yesterday to 3.37% today, simply because the transparent activity was so much higher due to the whale movements. However, the key insight here is the value being shielded. The median absolute shielded value delta, a good proxy for the typical size of a private transaction, increased from 3.34 ZEC to 4.21 ZEC.
That indicates that while fewer individual transactions were shielded, the ones that did occur were larger on average. This aligns with the overall large-scale movement we noted in the whale category. It suggests the high-net-worth players who are using Zcash are also utilizing the shielding capability for substantive capital protection.
Precisely. The signal is that privacy utility remains strong for substantial transfers, despite the network being dominated by volume today. To summarize the day, we saw phenomenal network throughput driven by whale activity, underscored by an extreme fee anomaly that skews all average metrics. Simultaneously, the core privacy thesis remains intact, showing healthy growth in protected capital, often driven by increasingly large shielded transaction values.
A compelling divergence between general network health and the impact of a single enormous outlier. Neo, thank you for breaking down those numbers. That wraps up our analysis for the Zcast podcast.
Thank you, Trinity. We'll be back tomorrow to see if this unprecedented volume and fee anomaly persist.